Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm back once again at the Lansingburg branch of Troy Public Library to talk with the branch manager, Lori Dreyer, who now is also outreach manager for all of Troy Public Library. So she's reaching out to us with some books of speculative fiction. Lori, take it away.
Hi, Bria. It's so nice to talk to you again. It's been a while. I am really excited about my list today. I'm a big science fiction person, and I don't know if folks know the name speculative fiction, but it's basically another term that means science fiction books. It's kind of a wide genre, and of course, then you can break it down into smaller categories. But this is mainly focused on general science fiction, and specifically that of the 1990s. So I just finished reading The Parable of the Sower by Octavia E. Butler, a classic, an absolute classic of science fiction. I had never read it before, and I loved it. And it absolutely holds up despite having been published in 1993. So I'll give you a little synopsis. Lauren is a teenager in a post-apocalyptic Los Angeles. She is the oldest of her siblings and is gifted in teaching and writing. Her family has survived together in a small conclave with 11 other households who live behind walls, and they weaponize themselves, they prepare themselves for the hordes outside their walls. More and more, as the book goes on, thieves are breaking into the conclave and stealing and sometimes harming the residents of the village. And Lauren knows that there is more to life than just survival and starts a crusade to explore new ways of living. So I recommend this book for folks who have enjoyed Hilary Mantel, Margaret Atwood, the epic books of Stephen King. This is the first in an unfinished trilogy. Butler wrote the second book in the trilogy. I believe she then wrote a prequel, but she never was able to finish it before her death in 2005, unfortunately.
And this is the book I think you mentioned before we started recording that it's set in 2024?
It is. The book starts out in 2024, and by the end of the book, I believe it is the year 2027. And it's fascinating to see what Butler thought would be happening during that time. It's obviously post-apocalyptic, so it's very dark, but it's also there are a lot of rays of hope. And it's very much about relationships and having faith in one another. And it's really an excellent book.
Given the last couple of years, it's sort of hopeful to be post-apocalyptic rather than just apocalyptic. And the next book?
So after reading this book, I kind of got more interested in the idea of classic science fiction, and I created a list for myself of four science fiction titles or series that I wanted to read, specifically from the 1990s, which was a really important time in science fiction. People don't really think about it. So the first one on this list, actually, I'm counting down, so this is the fourth one on the list, is called Beggars in Spain by Nancy Kress. The book, originally published as a novella, is the first book of a trilogy that explores class and what we owe to each other. Humans, particularly those in the U.S., now live in a world where genetic engineering is commonplace and has led to some humans called sleepless because they are ultra productive and have no need for sleep.
Do they live in Seattle, perhaps?
That's cute. I didn't even think of that. So of the sleepers, you know, the people who live outside of Seattle, the question becomes, how can one be most productive? But when productivity is the sole purpose of your life, how are people who are less productive experiencing those lives? And how does that affect the larger community and the future of humans? So brings up a lot of really interesting questions, as science fiction tends to. And so I'm looking forward to experiencing that myself.
And the name of that book again is?
That was Beggars in Spain by Nancy Kress.
Great. And next up?
Number three on my list is The Difference Engine by Bruce Sterling and William Gibson. Now, William Gibson, you may be familiar with. He's pretty well known in the science fiction author circuit. And he, one of his books was recently turned into a show on Amazon Prime called The Peripheral, which was a really excellent show. So this book he wrote with Bruce Sterling, who's also a science fiction writer. Sterling has some serious sci-fi chops and has won 2 Hugo Awards during the 1990s. So together, Sterling and Gibson are known for being some of the founders of the cyberpunk genre of science fiction. The Difference Engine is an alternative history novel that essentially launched the cyberpunk genre. The book mostly takes place in 1855, but in this version of 1855, Charles Babbage, often credited with building the first computer, with his partner Ada Lovelace. Now, Ada Lovelace was not mentioned in any of the reviews I read for this book, but I wanted to make sure her name was out there. So Charles Babbage has invented his analytical engine and taken up political office. So very different than actual history. But because of the success of his engine, both Babbage and the UK, the United Kingdom, are more powerful, creating a fascinating alternative to recorded history. It might sound like this is kind of goes into more of a steampunk genre, and indeed this book has contributed a lot to steampunk culture online, mostly. But it started the cyberpunk genre of science fiction, which has now become huge.
Sounds very interesting. I maybe off recorder, I'll ask you the difference between cyberpunk and steampunk, but I don't think we have time to explore it now. Next up.
It's a pretty minimal difference, I think. All right. So number two on my list is The Giver by Lois Lowry, which I'm sure that a lot of you already know. It's a Newbery Award winner. And it is voted, it has been voted the 4th best children's novel of all time, more than once. So The Giver takes place in a society where there exists no pain or strife, mostly through the adoption of sameness, this concept of sameness. Jonas is a 12-year-old boy who's been chosen as the new receiver of memory, the person who stores all the past memories of the time before sameness. In this new world with little or to no emotional depth, I mean, you have to think about it, like if everybody's the same, there's no emotion happening. So Jonas has to figure out how to live with having emotions in a world like that and feelings related to all the memories that he holds of humanity. So this book, again, is a classic, another classic of science fiction. And shockingly, I've never read it, but I've always heard that it was a wonderful, wonderful book.
Great. And
there's one more. So number one is Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. And now Brea mentioned she doesn't know Neal Stephenson. He is also a well-known science fiction author, classic science fiction author. And so this book takes you back to post-apocalyptic Los Angeles, because who doesn't love post-apocalyptic Los Angeles? This time, though, privatization has run rampant, and much of the world is split into enclaves run by various businesses or pseudo-businesses, such as the American Mafia Enclave. The federal government exists only in certain places, and most services formerly provided by the government are now hired out, including mail delivery. The main character of the book, whose name is Hero, protagonist, yes, you heard that right, his name is Hero, protagonist, helps out a young skateboard courier, and they strike up a friendship, later selling information to the CIC, a merger of the former CIA and the Library of Congress, which is the part that really intrigues me. I mean, how does the CIA merge with the Library of... I want to read this. I want to know how that works.
I guess they're both research-based, maybe?
I guess. Oh, I hate to think of libraries starting to spy on people. My goodness. No. So let's see. Much of the action of this book takes place in the metaverse, a term coined by Stevenson to describe a virtual reality similar to that of a modern-day MMO space. Again, here we are seeing the dawn of cyberpunk novel come into shape, and we're seeing a lot of really accurate, eerily accurate, in fact, future prediction.
Thanks. That was Lori Dreyer from the Lansingburg branch of the Troy Public Library, bringing you post-apocalyptic tales and cyberpunk and all sorts of cheery things. And if people want more information about these books or some of the cool activities you have coming up in Lansingburg and at the main branch, how do they find out?
Everything is listed on our website, and the address is www.thetroylibrary.org.
Thanks so much, Lori. And this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.